Welcome to the Fundamentals of Digital Audio. Welcome back to the Fundamentals of Digital Audio Podcast. I'm Jeff Hankerson. Thanks for joining me today. You can reach us on the web at digiaudio.blogspot.com, and you can reach me by email at digiaudio.podcast@gmail.com. Now today, what we're going to be taking a look at is the Boss BR-1200 CD Digital Studio. And this is an all-in-one solid-state recorder, editor, and mastering device that has a built-in hard drive, CD burner, and has all the bells and whistles to let you do whatever you might need to do with recording and CD burning and production. So it's an interesting unit. Stay tuned to find out some more about it. And before we get on to the review, there's just one note I wanted to make. Samsung has come out with two new USB microphones, and the first one is the Samsung CO3U, following the footsteps of the CO1U, which we reviewed earlier last fall on this podcast. And this microphone is going to be competing with the Blue Snowball microphone. It's going to have a street price of about $129, and it's going to be able to record in both omni and cardioid positions. So basically, you'll be able to use it as both kinds of microphones, just like the Snowball, and it'll be a few bucks cheaper than the Snowball, so that's an interesting play by Samsung. And the other unit, the other microphone, is the Samsung Q1U. And this is the first, apparently, dynamic microphone that is available by USB. So that's going to be interesting. In fact, the Inside Home Recording Podcast did a partial review of it, but they were unable to get the right software and drivers for the microphone, so they weren't able to complete the review. But if you keep stay tuned to that podcast, Inside Home Recording, they should have a review on it, a full review sometime soon. And if any of you out there are buying either of these microphones and want to submit a review to the Fundamentals of Digital Audio, you know, please do. I invite you to do so. It'd be great service to our listeners here. And now let's move on to the review of the Boss BR-1200 CD. This unit is, what I'm really doing here is kind of a first look review. It has a bit of a learning curve, and to be able to give you a full-blown review would take me some time to get familiar enough with the unit to be able to do it that way. But think of this as a first look, and hopefully it will be informative for you. Hi, this is Jeff Hankerson from the Fundamentals of Digital Audio Podcast, and sitting in front of me I have the Boss BR-1200 CD Digital Recording Studio, and I'm taking a look at this unit, and I guess the best way to describe it is it looks kind of like a mixer. There are 10 faders plus a master fader right in front of me, and it has a small LCD screen, not really much bigger than a Palm Pilot screen, really. It's fairly small, and it has all kinds of buttons. I'm currently using a wireless lavalier microphone and going into this unit through an XLR cable. It has two XLR inputs for professional mics. You can also put a guitar into one of those units. In fact, since this is really kind of music-oriented, it's really kind of designed to have vocals on the second XLR input and guitar or bass on the first one, although you can use a microphone on the first one as well.
But all of the EQ settings and those kinds of things are set up for guitar or bass on that first input. So it can make things a little trickier, although there may be a way to get the same vocal effects. No, this thing is really designed to allow you to do all of your mixing and recording for music all on in one standalone unit. It has a built-in CD burner. It has a 40 gigabyte hard drive that can do 120 hours of recording, although I believe if you're doing that's in mono, I believe. If you do a stereo recording, I think you only get half of that. But still, 60 hours of recording is quite a bit. And the Boss BR-1200 CD has a lot of effects, so I'm going to turn on one of those effects right now, and this is what they are calling the narration effect. It does some EQ for doing narration, and that's on now. I'll have to look up in the manual exactly what kind of EQing this is doing. I'll be sure to do that. And the manual it comes with is really pretty good. It is a step-by-step. You know, you have all these buttons to push on this unit, and it's really kind of confusing unless you have that manual right in front of you. So there's all kinds of effects that you can get. We have a whole bunch of different vocal effects, transforming your vocals, mic modeling. You can try to model certain kinds of microphones. Insert effects, so you can record right on, you know, insert effects right on the fly while you're doing things. And there's a compressor. So this vocal narration effect is doing some compressing. Has a sustain value of 10 and a level of 74. And these are some of the different parameters that you can adjust. And if you look in the manual, it tells you exactly what those parameters do. There are a whole slew of effects that you can use with this unit. The BR-1200 has a built-in CD recorder, and one of the first things I did was connect a stereo via the RCA input jacks. You know, it just has red and white RCA inputs, and I connected that and digitized a record, an LP. And for those of you that are too young to remember, those are those things that DJs use for those scratching sound effects, but it's, you know, say that in jest, of course. I kind of started buying music in the 80s, and so I was still in the transition between records and CDs. So I have a few, you know, a modest collection of LPs, and I tried digitizing one. And I'm going to go ahead and play just a few seconds of it for you now so you can hear what that sounds like. This is actually an old Billie Holiday recording, and I'll play a few seconds now so you get the idea. Now, I really find that this unit is fairly easy to use if you have the manual in front of you and are reading it as you go. You know, I'm used to editing and recording on the computer, and this is just a completely different interface. It's more a mixer plus a whole bunch of other buttons that you have to learn what they do. But it's fairly intuitive once you start getting the hang of it. So if you just have the manual handy, it is pretty good. So what we're planning to use this unit for is to record guest lectures and actual classes. And one of the things we needed was the ability to record for sustained periods of time, you know, 2 hours or more. And with the 40 gigabyte hard drive, there's a way to do that easily. The other thing that this has, besides the CD burner, is a USB transfer, because obviously if you have 2 hours of recording, that's not going to fit on a CD. So that gives us the ability to transfer via USB onto the computer, where you can do more processing and editing and output. So that was another thing. So I think finding that I am liking this unit, it does have a little bit of a learning curve. It is different than using a standard computer, even though you could say that this is, you know, with a 40 gigabyte hard drive and a CD burner, this really is a kind of computer, but, you know, instead of getting a full monitor, you're getting a small LCD screen to work with. However, that's, that being said, it really is an interesting unit, and it does everything that I was hoping it would do. It does take multiple mic inputs and record for long sustained periods of time, and that's really what I was looking for. And I think this is a pretty good value for the money. It retails for about $999. It's a little more expensive. It retails for $999. It's probably more than most of the listeners of this podcast, you know, including myself, would want to spend for a recording unit. But if you're a musician or you need that sustained recording, it could be a good value. Now, there are kind of similar units that are less expensive that don't have the built-in hard drive that will run more like $500 to $600 that may be more interesting to listeners of the Fundamental of Digital Audio. So, that's a review of the Boss BR-1200 CD. If you have any questions, go ahead and send feedback to digiaudio.podcast@gmail.com. We'll be happy to answer any questions that I can. But this is a pretty interesting unit. I think if you have a chance to check it out at a store or something like that, you might want to do that. It's pretty cool.
And just to wrap things up, Boss has a couple other units that are a little less expensive than this one that you might want to look at. One is the Boss BR600 Digital Studio. Runs about $399. It records onto compact flash card and takes 1/4-inch mic input, and then they have the Boss BR900 CD, which is very similar to this unit that I just reviewed, except for it records onto a compact flash card instead of onto a hard drive. So a couple more units to think about that work really very similarly to this one. That's going to do it for this edition of the Fundamentals of Digital Audio. I'm Jeff Hankerson. You can reach us on the web at digiaudio.blogspot.com and contact me by email at digiaudio.podcast@gmail.com. I'm going to have an interview coming up in the next edition, and I hope to see you soon on another edition of the Fundamentals of Digital Audio. Have a great day.